Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice! Without the mercy and forgiveness of God, there can be no rejoicing in the heart of the daughter of Zion. Mercy, therefore, is the foundation. Forgiveness, therefore, is the foundation of the return of the assimilation of thy soul by the living Christ and the Lord Buddha. I am Kuan Yin, the open door unto the Amitabha Buddha. I am the opening of the way unto the mercy of God, that you must give to God first if you would receive it from him. Give mercy unto God and forgive God of all those things that you have blamed him for. You may not know that you have blamed God, but in subconscious, unconscious levels of being, many, in fact, the majority do hold against God the circumstances of the karmic law of retribution that does affect them. Therefore, there is an anger against God, and therefore a non-forgiving. If you would be forgiven, beloved, recognize first that it is you who have transgressed against God. Call upon the law of forgiveness. See yourself drenched in a holy unguent of purple fire, in a balm of violet ray. See yourself receiving that mercy in proportion as you give it, for it is the law. Then know, your heart shall truly rejoice, even as your heart rejoices when you know you have done well and served with a pure heart, when you can accept yourself and God can accept you. In the days and lifetimes of the sensing of one's impurity or uncleanness, know then that this is a karma that has rested upon you and endured, for the karmic law has exacted it. But in this day and in this hour, you come under the new dispensation, when by the violet flame that is mercy's flame that is always released when you give my mantras, there does open the acceleration of the balancing of karma unto light bearers of the world such as not been seen in many, many ages. Such an opportunity to be restored to wholeness, to set one's feet upon the path of life again. Oh yes, beloved, the rejoicing to know that God has accepted thee as his son, his daughter, and that the curse of the name sinner is broken, and that you can return by love through mercy, even as you give mercy to others. It has been spoken before, but we have come to offer you a trilogy, a triptych, if you wish, a panorama of truth and love and mercy, that you might understand that these are truly the ingredients of the rejoicing of a mother's heart in seeing the image of Christ once again upon your face and the face of your soul. I too represent the karmic board, and I have served as the Lord of the Seventh Ray before Saint Germain took that office. I am the Bodhisattva who has tarried long with the evolutions of earth. I minister unto all, but I am here specifically to assist the original light bearers of God to that level of Christhood which they once knew, that they might in turn be the God or Goddess of mercy on planet Earth for children who have yet to reach that level. I place my electronic presence this day over 1 million souls who have known the point of Christhood with Jesus Christ in ancient days of Atlantis and in ancient days of India. So they come again, and many have exchanged their robes for the robes of this world, which brings me full circle to the subject of the robe of the pride of the intellect and its narrow band of attainment. Yes, beloved, these individuals have exchanged the robe of Christhood in the mind of God for the pride in the path of that human will, that human personality, and that human mind. Therefore, I say to all, call for the divine exchange and let it take place day by day, smoothly. Old garments for new. Imperfect truth, imperfect love, imperfect mercy for the perfect all three, the perfection of all three. Yes, tender ones, loving ones who seek to be as we are. We are with you. Now mercy's flame and cup is offered to 1 million souls. Some receive it, some do not. I regularly assign my angels to this task. Those whose cups are rejected are themselves dejected, for they are burdened when souls who have had so great a light have now so great a pride that they do not understand how great is their need for mercy and for the forgiveness of God. I am Kuan Yin, and I am involved in all legal matters. Call to me for mercy in mitigating the judgments of this world and even the judgments of the karmic board. Call to beloved Portia, twin flame of Saint Germain, for divine justice, and then mercies, flame added to that justice. Yes, many matters are before the courts of the world today, and many individuals will not receive the true and just verdict or sentencing. Many are abused, mistreated. Yes, beloved, know then that your continual calls for the seven archangels to overshadow the judges, the magistrates, and the rulers of the people in this world is indeed in order. Call to the archangels then, whenever you must face those who hold the reins of power, for the advice is still well taken: render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's. The surest path to divine justice and divine mercy is the violet flame. The surest path to soul liberation and the balancing of karma is the violet flame. The surest path to adeptship in the flame of Christ's truth is the violet flame. The surest path to the expansion of the heart is the love meditation in mercy's ray. So forgive and be forgiven. So extend true justice and receive true justice in kind. I am Kuan Yin, and I am touching the seat of the soul chakra of each one. It is with an awakening love, as the Divine Mother should come upon you, to gently fold back the covers, that you might awaken to the morning light of mercy's flame and feel the healing power of God's mercy. How tenderly do the angels of mercy care for you now. Call to them in the coming days that you might know such a profound sense of inner resolution in all conditions in your life. Mercy is as mercy does. It is not a passive flame, but wholly active. Be active in forgiving and receiving forgiveness. In the giving and receiving of forgiveness, you are impelled to action for the gratitude of such a mercy as can absolve all things. Yes, all things, beloved. There is no sin that is outside of the pale of mercy's flame. All things can be forgiven. Some sins that are greater require greater effort, compensation, and transmutation. But in the end, forgiveness can be given, but only unto those who forgive in like measure unto a universe, as the universe does measure out mercy unto them. With a grateful heart, therefore, go forth. For without mercy, you cannot be Christ's truth in action. Without mercy, love shall be compromised. O beloved, this is the nectar of the Buddhas. It is mercy's elixir. If you have hardness of heart, choose your violet flame decrees and my mantras, and engage in perpetual mantra giving, as the heart and the mind has impressed upon it the mantra. And the mantra begins to sing in you, even as you sing in it. Mantras of mercy will wear down layers upon layers upon layers of non-mercy in your tree of life, as nothing else will do. See how you shall be delivered of the karma, the group karma of a world that has abused God's power by mercy's flame, beloved. Remember, I did it. So can you. I leave you with a cup of mercy's flame in your hand. May you drink a sip daily, and a sip again and again. It is potent, beloved, a potent potion, as they say. Take it then, and all who are my children, now bringing me violets of mercy. So I say to you, dear elementals and sweet children of Christ Jesus and Buddha Gautama, be blessed by your own merciful hearts, and rise now to the retreat of Ariel of the Light, that you might rejoice in elementals receiving of mercy's flame through the calls of keepers of the flame. Know this law, beloved. When your heart shall be filled with the fullness of God's mercy, then and only then shall you know yourself in the circle of the One, in the law of the circle, in the protection of the circle, in the perfection of the circle. So I am, Guan Shi Yin. My ministry is unto all life. Come and join me. I would teach you of the ministry of the brothers and sisters of mercy. Let us now rejoice in the Alleluia chorus.
Thank you.